This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
2110. The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So anyway, welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We are just absolutely, going crazy here on Agenda 21 Radio. I bet you can well imagine. There's just so much happening here. We just got done in the first hour outing Nancy Pelosi. And, of course, what is the holdup, everybody's saying, with this whole thing that's going on with the State of the Union? We want to hear from our president. Yes, we do. I mean, it just makes a lot of sense now, doesn't it, that we want to hear from him? He is the president after all, right? So we've got this whole thing that's going on, this blowing up now, this Covington Catholic school business. And I've got some mixed emotions about it because, you know, I was a school administrator and I've walked into these and seen these kind of things many, many times. Students with adults, and of course, when you take students and you have a legal responsibility for students off campus, as well as on, but off campus, then you have to kind of prepare the kids for things that might happen out in public that you don't see on the school grounds, and it can be very uncomfortable. I can remember one incident. We took a group of individuals to one of the places in San Francisco, and we had about 30 individuals. And let's say some of the kids were somewhat challenged with social skills. Wonderful kids, don't get me wrong. Kids are kids. And they sometimes get challenged with their social skills out in public that you never see at school. Because, they comport themselves differently at school than they would out in public. And then all of a sudden, they're just different. It's like, wait a minute. Johnny Jones, or Joan Jones, for those of you that are sexist, and I don't want to get into the gender thing, XY chromosome. Yeah, see, I get triggered when that happens. I get triggered. So Johnny Jones, or Joan Jones, or whoever, when they step outside in the public, it's a whole different thing. And they break down all the rules. So in other words, if you have a rule about hats, you can't wear hats at school, but you're not at school, you're on a field trip. What are you going to say? Well, we're not going to wear hats on the field trip because we're going to show respect. See, the hat rule. Right? No hat rule for you. So it's kind of interesting as I watch these individuals, these young men, wearing their mega hats, making a statement public, out in public, which might be a violation. It looks to me, as I recall, because my daughter went to an all-girls Catholic school. Yeah. See, admission right there. They did a fantastic job, and it was a fantastic school, I might add. But there was rules. You had a dress code. And I am sure that at this school, these boys dress up in the school colors with a tie and a shirt and look absolutely appropriate. So there's strict dress codes. So when you take a group of people out, you still kind of, school rules apply, you can say. And so, you know, if they're not supposed to wear hats at school, should they be wearing hats in public? Are they in violation of the school rules? Now, I'm just looking at it from an administrator standpoint. Please hear me out. You see, because my point is this. When you have young adults, when you have 14, 15, 16-year-old kids, they're not adults. And you're taking them out in public from the school grounds. Your responsibility is, and usually almost all ed code sections in all states pretty much, in all school rules. Now, I know this is a private school. It doesn't really matter here. I'm sure, and listen, I know Catholic schools have really tough rules, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I could tell you some stories about my daughter's school, and because I got to know the principal really well. I loved her. She was awesome. Being a fellow principal at the same time, I totally got it. I loved it. But school rules apply off campus. I'm sure of that. So why were they wearing the mega hats, right? You see, what happened is that you take them out in public and other people get triggered. The mega hat triggered the people. Well, I love my mega hat. I got the green one about the farmers. I got the red one. And I wear it occasionally. But, you know, I don't wear baseball hats per se. But I wear it occasionally. Now, here's the deal. A triggering event took place with the mega hat while all these kids are on school business off campus. This administrator thing in me, just it comes out every once in a while. I just have to sit there and say, wait a minute, what happened here? From an administrative standpoint, right? Now, having said that, I think the school erred there, right? But, now, if they have a rule, and if they do play by the rules and say, you can wear whatever you want off campus, clearly they were wearing whatever they wanted. They were not dressed up in a uniform. And by the way, the urge for students who go to these Catholic schools and other schools that require uniforms to be normalized when they go out in public without the uniform on is an exciting thing. They go, oh, my God, I'm free. It's because they're so, it's like a work suit, you know? Listen, I used to wear suits every day. And I hate wearing suits today because I don't have to, you know what I mean? And I get that. And kids are the same way. So they don everything else that they would wear. And it just happens to be a mega hat. Unknowing, probably, wittingly, that people are going to get triggered. And people do get triggered all the time by this. And that's their problem, quite frankly. That's just the way I look at it. I've never had anybody, most of the people, I live in a conservative area, and most of the people have always said, hey, Paul, great hat, like that, yeah, okay. But out in other places, if you're going to, say, the Lincoln Memorial, you're bound to find other Americans who don't like that, right? Or will challenge you because of your mega hat. And I think that's what happened here. They got challenged. The mega hat was a trigger. And all of a sudden, things started to happen. But I want to say something. There's no excuse for this by the adults on the other side. Challenging 15-year-old boys with a red mega hat on. In threatening context. By the way, there was nothing wrong with what this young man did. He was a class act. In the face of real verbal abuse and insults, he played Buddha. He played Buddha. And now the consequences for all those people who said that this young man was responsible for all this because of his white privilege which is really nothing more than exercising his freedom of speech, I might add. And it is. He was allowed by the school to exercise his freedom of speech on that field trip. I absolutely believe that if there was a rule that says, hey, my man, you cannot wear the hat, like I laid down with my kids. I did on field trips that they couldn't wear their hats. And they all, by the way, some of these kids were very, very challenged, and they all respected the rules that we had. I have no problem with thinking these kids would do the same. So they're out exercising freedom of speech, and adults accost them. Not only there at the scene, but of course, virally, in vile ways. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. For a few overheated hours on Saturday, a group of boys from a Catholic high school in Kentucky became the most hated figures in America. Television anchors denounced them as bigots. Journalists with Harvard degrees called them privileged. Republican commentators scolded them as bad Christians. Famous actors suggested they should be hunted down and punched in the face. Some on social media called for them to be killed. The boys stood accused of mocking an elderly Vietnam veteran, an American Indian man, and doing it in the shadow of the Lincoln Memorial. Now, the story had no inherent news significance. It didn't mobilize troops or move markets or reopen the government. But as a symbolic event, it's hard to remember a moment more galvanizing in Washington. As they read their Twitter feeds, the leaders of this country were in rare and solemn agreement. These teenage monsters, these remorseless thugs from our backward provinces, are living examples of all that is rotten and immoral about America. That was a consensus on Saturday. Pretty much everybody agreed with it. And then suddenly, the Covington Catholic story exploded, popped like an overfilled balloon animal. New footage of the event emerged, and it turns out the boys never attacked anyone. In fact, they stood in place as others approached and harassed them. People did indeed scream racial epithets at the Lincoln Memorial over the weekend, but it wasn't Catholic kids from Kentucky. Watch.
This child molesting priest right there.
Right.
Let's make America great again. A bunch of child molesting.
Look at all these dusty crackers with that racist garbage on. Look at these dirty crackers.
A bunch of future school shooters.
That's right.
A bunch of incest babies.
A bunch of incest babies, and I'm going to get back into this in a second, but I'm talking about the triggering event here, the hats. Right? The hats. They were triggered. They were triggering events. Now, I bring this up, again, the school administrator thing comes out here, and I just got to bring it to you. The hats triggered these folks. They were the racist, monstrous thugs and, calling high school age kids crackers and so on. Now, here's where, let's take the hats off. And let's just have this group of young boys, white boys mostly, standing out there, waiting for a bus actually. Would they have been accosted without the hats? Listen, I'm 50-50 on that one. I'm 50-50 on that one. I think the possibility, given who these monsters are that are hurling these insults, I say that there possibly could have been a conflict right there. Because the way things are working in Washington today is if you're white, you're in trouble. Go walk down by those buildings when everything closes. And you are, if you're white, you are definitely in the minority in Washington, D.C., Now, that doesn't mean that every white person is going to be bothered or molested or whatever on the streets. Now, I'm not saying that. But there are these characters who hate white people. And they've got nonprofits and everything to back them up with it. So people become targets to them. Are we inviting a problem with the MAGA hat? I'd say, as a school administrator, absolutely. But do these kids have a right to wear that? And a right not to be attacked and molested? Well, not really. They can be. They can be yelled and screamed at because freedom of speech works that way. Is it appropriate for adults to be attacking younger men, though? Not even adults. Of course, that's absolutely off the hook. And that's where the teachers, administrators have to move to protect the kids. And I'm saying in some of the incidences that's gone on here, they should have been a little bit more thoughtful about that. But having said that, freedom of speech is working through this process. Because what you're hearing here is really, really terrible freedom of speech.
A bunch of babies made out of incest.
A bunch of babies made out of incest is what they're screaming at these boys. Okay, now, let's set the stage. The tweets start to go out, and they're just blasting these boys. The boys are the bigots. The boys are the ones who brought this whole thing about. That's the blame. The triggering event could have been those hats, of course. But was it appropriate for social media to jump all over this and say that these boys were the fault of this? No. Absolutely not. And boy, is everybody going nuts and pulling everything off the Twitter feeds, right? And have been. This is still spinning out of control. Now, this was raging on Saturday and Sunday, and now here it is Wednesday. And it's still raging because why? The elites who are out there, even Republicans who were condemning these young men, did not get the story right.
The biggest terrorists on the face of this is the brown-faced man, woman, and child.
Now, whatever it is you just saw on that tape, it does not confirm what they were telling you on Saturday on Twitter. Just the opposite. The official story was a lie. And who knows what would have happened to the boys from Covington Catholic if the tape you just saw had never been posted to the internet. They'd probably be living under assumed names by now. Instead, the facts exonerated them and implicated their accusers. From brunch tables across Washington, reporters rushed to delete their outraged tweets. Some of them even apologized for passing rash judgment, and good for them. But amazingly, many others pretended that nothing had happened. They didn't acknowledge the new tape. They kept up their original attacks. Being woke means never having to say you're sorry. CNN political analyst Kirsten Powers now says the boys are guilty of, quote, disrespecting an indigenous elder. That elder would be Nathan Phillips, the man with the now famous drum. There is growing evidence tonight that Phillips concocted key elements of his story, as well as parts of his own biography, and that he's done it before. The press isn't rushing to find out. Kirsten Powers doesn't seem to care one way or the other.
So Kirsten Powers, of course, used to be on Fox. She was a Fox contributor. Now she's with CNN. It's interesting how she got there, and that's a backstory all unto its own. But her reportage here falls flat, much in the same way that she was falling flat at Fox News. Just a little criticism of her. I'm not a fan at all. For a number of different reasons, I'm not a fan of hers at all. But this would be the norm for someone like her to go after young boys like this innocently. That's the point. Just like a lot of other media folks out there would go after these boys. Now, I want to bring up some other things, though. Legacy issues. And I'm speaking, if you are an educator out there and you want to engage in some way, or you think that you're going to engage in social media incidences, or you need to clean up your act at your school. And the things that you do and things that get out there, you need to lay down some rules that are appropriate. And sometimes when you get into the social things of schools, now I'm talking about social aspects such as dances and activities and games and things like that, you need to button down the hatch. And what you need to do is to make sure that you're not doing something that would be inappropriate and trigger outside influences that come back on you and your school in a derogatory fashion. Now, this school has a history of doing blackface activities. Now, I bring this up because that is a trigger. And I would hope that people learn some lesson on the school side here about triggering events. Now, I'm not talking about taking them off campus and they've got a situation with the mega hats. It's clearly outrageous what these people... I think there's a possibility they would have attacked these white boys standing there. Because if you take a look at it, the confrontational part of it is with some very, very vile people. That's something else to consider. I think the hats really played a role, but not as big a role as people think. But certain activities that can be documented and put in your yearbook or known to the public, like blackface activities, not acceptable. Something to think about for all you school people out there. Freedom of speech prevails.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's a long way to get there. Go to a21r.com. That'll get you there. a21r.com. Now, if you have not gotten your tickets yet for the convention, the ConCon of New California, if you have not gotten your tickets, you need to. And, of course, we're really excited about what's going to be happening on Saturday. People from all around the nation actually are paying attention to what's going on. It's a big deal. Dane Censor is going to be joining us, I believe, at the top of the hour, if everything works out all right. And we're going to be talking about the new Nevada headlines in many places in Nevada right now about their Declaration of Independence that they proclaimed on Monday. So that was a big story. We covered it, and we're going to cover it again here at 11 o'clock, or excuse me, at, 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific. And Dane's going to talk to us about that. That's a big, big thing that's happened. We're going to be bringing in, we're going to be joining up with the Scott Adams Show here. Scott Adams runs in Philly, so we're going to be speaking to 12 million people in their marketplace here in just about 60 seconds. I'm going to come on and join them. It's kind of interesting. They've got Tori Lindemann, who has a show right after mine on Red State Talk Radio, is also going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about national issues to the crowd in Philadelphia in the greater part of Pennsylvania that's going to be joining up with us right now. That's on terrestrial, by the way. It's on terrestrial. So we'll be having terrestrial and digital and all that good stuff. And all you stations out there that pick up the live stream and feed from Agenda 21 Radio, well, you'll get a part of what's going on down there in Philadelphia, down there, up there, down there, sideways to on the East Coast in Philadelphia. But it's also the talk that's going around in Washington, D.C. That's some really, really big stuff. Okay, it's time to log in, I think, and go live. Anyway, we're going to see what happens here. Are we there, Scott? I guess not. Host, what are we doing here? Making sure that, I see something happened to my. Let's see what happens here. A little cue going on. Yeah, I think I'm live. Okay.
While we're waiting for Paul, I just want to kind of blow people's minds a little bit. So just when we think, isn't it a statement that just when we think things aren't happening, there's a lot happening, right?
Right.
You know, back.
I'm going to bring Paul in right now. And Paul Preston, you're on the Scott Adams Show as well.
Awesome.
And we're on the Paul Preston Agenda 21 radio show. And we have also Tori Lindemann on as well to have a roundtable discussion about the topic that we're talking about.
Right. Well, I just wanted to say you one comment that no one has reported. Do you guys remember the story of Thomas Drake? You know, Thomas Drake, who worked with the NSA, and the Obama administration had tried to indict him. Well, they indicted him on April 14, 2010 for unlawful retention of classified info, et cetera. Do you guys remember that?
Yes, case? I remember that.
Well, what if I told you that our administration, or it could be Mueller, raided his office at the National Security University? Just what? A couple.
So what does that mean?
Well, you know, why would they drop such ironclad charges? They had 10 felony counts, right? And they got him on nothing. The only thing they got him was some probation because he excessively used a computer. Seriously. That's all they got him on.
Well, and they're going light on James Wolf. They're going light on from the Senate Intel Committee. They went light on Imran Aywan. You know, you wonder what's going on here.
No, I'm talking Obama went light on him because he had the goods.
Now, Paul Preston's on, and Paul's actually doing a live show as well. And we've toyed around with the idea of trying to pull this off and actually have our two live shows competing with, you know, that are basically going to integrate. Like, and so that's what we're doing right now. And so for Paul's audience, we want to let Paul's audience know that what we're talking about, what we've been talking about all day, is basically the compromises that have been made, exploitations and the coercion within the deep state, which is why we have the corruption that we've had. And, you know, there's a couple of bombshell articles, Paul, that have come out, that especially with True Pundit, where the FBI says they have the goods with the Wiener laptop. What we've been talking about, the Wiener laptop, they have the goods. And they say before they take it on the chin, before they go down, they're going to go ahead and reveal what they know. So there's a lot of people like Bill Priestap or Andy McCabe or Peter Strzok or Lisa Page, and you can go on down the list of people that actually know exactly what was going on with that Wiener laptop. And before they go and do 10 years to life in prison for treason, or for a coup against our country, they're going to go ahead and make a deal, and that deal is going to involve the Wiener laptop. Paul, what say you?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of that stuff out there right now. And, of course, as soon as we started getting rid of people like McCabe, we started losing the top tier of the FBI, you knew that deals had to be made. I mean, this is Chris Street, our own Chris Street, who's who's the finance guy for New California, and he's a Wall Streeter and all that stuff, and he writes for Breitbart. And, you know, he has this famous saying that as soon as people start to get indicted and lawyer up, then deals are made. And he's seen this in Washington. He's been around Washington, and it's the same old story that we're getting down to. And I have to say, and a lot of people are going to cringe on this, but you know, this all started to happen. These people all started to kind of fall apart and resign and get fired and all that good stuff during Jeff Sessions' tenure. Now, there's a lot of things that Jeff Sessions did behind the scenes that are now starting to come out in fruition as well. But I think this is a huge thing that's happening because that desktop has so much content. It's so rich in content that it's hard to believe that these guys who know what's in it aren't going to use it to protect themselves. And I'll tell you, get ready when this stuff starts to come out. it's gonna be atmospheric.
Right. Well, you know, I was also when they were talking about Wiener, and I was thinking about that photo. My initial reaction was, okay, there's a guy that's shot by Boomer Abedin, and he got hooked up with some 15-16-year-old on Twitter. But then I was thinking, okay, but what's up with the 5-month-old toddler that he told him at the same time that he posted? I was like, that's weird. Now I'm starting to understand it's the new revelations with Backpage.com, which Corey Lindemann's been talking about a lot, and with new revelations about Nexium and the Bronfman family, all this needs to connect back to Hillary Clinton, that you start to look at and say, maybe, you know, who's to say that Chuck Todler wasn't even his son? Who's to say that that could have been something
else? Yeah.
So this whole is more into pedophilia.
Right.
And Backpage.com and Nexium and the pedophilia ring that we can talk about than anything else. And that a lot of these compromises that have been made for access to power are starting to come.
Well, you know, Scott, one of the things you got to remember, it was Andrew Breitbart who interrupted Anthony Weiner's press conference that he had and stood out there and basically outed him as a pedophile. And, of course, Andrew Breitbart was suddenly mysteriously died of a heart attack. Well, that was just before the day of that he was going to start talking about Obama in his connection to the, you know, all the different racial stuff that's been going on. And, you know, just is that a coincidence? Hello, I don't think so. But the other part of it is, and again, for those of you that don't know me, I've been trained by the LAPD Crimes Against Children's Task Force. In the whole child sex trafficking business, I had to take a course of it. You never want to take a course of it, but I'm an expert in these situations of child sex trafficking and trafficking, pedophilia, and so on. And instantly, when I saw the picture, and I know this is people who have been trained in this, they recognize it right away. This is a pedophile, and he's got it on pictures, which is what pedophiles always do. So there's a pedophile ring deeply embedded there with Anthony Weiner. And that's you know, that's the offering. He's telling the world when that photograph that he's basically a pedophile child molester, babies in particular, young ones, probably less than, you know, 3 years of age. That's his card out there. It's just like a gangster flying colors. He's letting the pedophile rings know what he's got and what he's worth. So that's a deeply embedded ring situation going on there that goes all the way to the top. And that's what everybody was starting to figure out. And you can bet these guys, McCabe and the lot, have knowledge of what's in it and who the players are. They could go ask Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn might have a note or something that he received from a Russian that lists all those people that were in St. Petersburg picking up children. I mean, you know, that came from Putin. I mean, there's a whole linkage of things.
It might be the reason we were determined to prevent Trump from meeting with Putin in Helsinki, to the point where we lost a service guy in Scotland before the event, to the point where Mueller was making Russians, and the media was apoplectic about not actually having the meeting, calling off that false flag attempts in Syria with regard to chemical weapons. And all those things that need to be designed, even Khashoggi murder, designed to cool relations with Russia and to destabilize a lot of the partnerships that Trump's been forging at odds with what they advocate.
There's a lot of stuff in Russia about the sex trafficking rings people flying in and out of St. Petersburg and so on from Hollywood and from New York. And, you know, the whole, you got to remember that just before the ambassador met with Flynn, just prior to the election of Donald Trump, that Putin stopped all adoptions of babies to America. Now, there's a reason for that. And it's the reason.
On the Pat Adams Show. Thank you, Paul, for coming on with our show. We're on Agenda 21.
Awesome.
We're going to continue on with Tori Lindemann after the break.
Warning, don't let your business.
Oh. And we're back again with that little foray into the Scott Adams Show. And we're going to be picking up Dane Sensor. Looks like he's going to be calling in at the top of the hour. So we're going to be doing all that. And the phone lines will be open at the top of the hour. 215-867-8255 will be the number to call in. That's 215-867-8255. Okay, let's get back into our show. You know, it's kind of nice to have his show, but it's also much nicer to have our show back again. And all those people in Philadelphia, see how this whole thing played out. Anyway, so we're glad that we did that. We're absolutely hysterically glad that we did that. But I want to get back into what happens next, I guess you could say, with the boys that were affected by all that stuff going on. I think it's pretty indicative of that there's going to be some changes in the way the media addresses what happened to the boys. Absolutely, it's indicative of change that's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen, and it's going to happen in a big way. That's my opinion. It's going to happen in a big way. These people are totally humiliated now. We're talking about mainstream media. And they just keep doing it to themselves, don't they? I mean, they really do. They just keep doing it to themselves. It's kind of like, and now, but I do think that there's some people that are a little bit contrite about what's happened, maybe a little bit humble. Chris Matthews, as an example, he's got some things that he says, wait a minute, we may have jumped the gun on this. And this whole thing, though, with people getting nasty and talking about these guys should be killed and stuff like that. See, these are the lessons that you learn. These are the lessons that you learn from all these things. We as a society learn. And it gets into that free speech thing. You know, these kids entered into this free speech zone, if you will. They actually, listen, state of California, it's interesting. When they refused to allow citizens to watch the inauguration of Gavin Newsom, right? When they refused, the citizens could not go face to face, could not see him being inaugurated. Maybe you don't know that. Remember the guy who said, "I object," Ben Berquam, to the what was going on in the inauguration tent in California, in Sacramento, on a good weather day, in the inauguration tent. He stands up and he starts to object because there's no citizens in there. There's just elites that were invited to the governor's inauguration. The public doesn't matter. John Q. Public in California does not matter. We're a bunch of, you know, peons, peasants, the serfs. They were absolutely denied access. And then the trickery going on by the people that were trying, that were sort of out there guiding the public, telling, oh, you have to have a ticket. You have to have a ticket. Go over here and get a ticket. Well, over there was five blocks away from the event, and you had to walk back and walk back. You know, So there was deception going on, everything to control the public so the public did not have access to him. Now, that's real freedom of speech, right? Well, come on. We should have access to our public officials when they're elected like that. This hiding business just doesn't work. So entering into free speech zone is this Ben Berquam who gets up and says that he objects. He objects to everything that was going on in that room, including the fact that Gavin Newsom and the rest of them all have blood on their hands from Rinell Singh. And he said that. Somehow, freedom of speech did prevail there. But when these boys step out into the public, they entered the free speech zone. And here's my point about all this. The free speech zone is everywhere. And I had to chuckle because when I was watching some of the videos of some of the people that we had there, when I was watching some of these videos, they're being directed into free speech zones. Oh, you want a free speech? There's a zone over here for your free speech. Right over here. And people, our people, were laughing at these guys. There's no free speech zone. And they stood right up to them and said, there's no free speech zone. And that's the way it should be, by the way. Law enforcement people were stood down by our folks who said, there is no free speech zone. This is it right here. So there went this free speech zone. It was empty, much as most of the facility was empty, because the word got out, you cannot come down here. The whole thing is a ruse that the public can see these folks. But when the boys stepped out in the free speech zone, well, they had a responsibility, and they shouldered it. That they did the appropriate thing by being attacked. They were being attacked verbally, inappropriately, by older men. Were victimizing them verbally. But they had the right to do that. As obnoxious as they had the right to do that. And of course now, watching it play out, people have the right to push back. Free speech can work both ways, is my point. And right now we're seeing the other side of the boys' experience working. They have freedom of speech too, you know. Wasn't just the mega hat. They can wear those hats. It's freedom of speech to have that, to display it. No one's arguing that. Whether or not the school acted appropriately to make sure how that all played out, that's different. The school did not act appropriately when they condemned the kids initially. That was wrong. Without hearing what the story was or seeing the video, of course, they had to backtrack. And there's freedom of speech against them, right? Freedom of speech is working quite well, thank you very much. And of course, there are those that want to take it away, like the free speech zoners. Well, we're not going to let the zoners do that. Zoners and stoners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Okay. We've got a number of things coming up. History-making weekend, of course, is going to be the Constitutional Convention, third one for New California. We just had, it's been a great month, actually. We had the one-year anniversary for the reading of the Declaration of Independence for New California. And then, well, you know, now we had the Declaration of Independence for New Nevada. It's spreading across the land. Now we're in Nevada. It's the only act in town working, right? We're in Nevada, and we're also in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And Illinois, these movements. It's history in the making. So you want to come to the, if you can, the convention on Saturday. Go to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Now, in the ensuing minutes after the top of the hour news and so on, we're going to be bringing up Dane Censor. He's going to be calling in, I suspect. At least we hope so. This is the plan, Stan. And we're going to be hearing from him about what happened. I guess they're making big news. After the reading, it's all come out in the papers down there now. And I guess Nevada's starting to wake up. Like, what? What? A new state? New Nevada? Let's see. Those of you in New York, you Albany folks who have been rattling my cage about a new New York movement, well, you know, it's happening out here in California, and it's happening in New Nevada, and soon to be in, well, it's happening actually in Illinois. They've made great progress in Illinois. I just haven't announced yet, but they've made great progress. They've been at it since March 1st, I might add, and we've been in pretty good, they've been in pretty good touch with us. Also, now we got Hawaii and Oregon. Oregon realizes they can't do the Jefferson thing. They can do their own thing for a new state. New Oregon. I don't know if that's that. They'll probably call it something. I don't know. That's going to be up to them to do that. But the new movement is happening. That's the point. It's very historical. Big history. Anyway, thanks for listening to this hour of Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future, and New York. Oh, did I say that? How about New Illinois? How about New Oregon? How about New Nevada? It's sweeping the country, ladies and gentlemen. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.